I'm going to tell you a story. It's a Bible story. The topic of my story is Joseph forgive his brothers. Joseph was taken to the prison because he was falsely accused. Joseph was in the prison with the palace prisoners. One of the prisoners had a dream and he shared with Joseph. Joseph helped him to interpret the dream. Joseph told him that it won't be long. He will be taken out of the prison back to the palace to continue his duty. And then it haven't kept long. He was free to go out. And when he was to go, Joseph told him, "Remember me." But after the man left, he forgot of Joseph. 2 years later, the king had a terrible dream. He brought all his wise men to come and interpret the dream. None of them will be able to interpret the dream. The king was threatened to even kill them. That was the time the man remembered Joseph. He told the king, "When I was in the prison, one of the descendants of Abraham helped interpret my dream, and it really came to pass. I believe he can interpret your dream." The king sent for him, and when they brought Joseph to the palace, the king told Joseph, "I'm told you can interpret dreams. I want you to interpret my dream." Joseph told the king, "It is my God who interprets the dreams." The king shared the dream with Joseph, and Joseph told the king, "The next 7 years, there will be bumper harvest. Another next 7 years, there will be famine. Get someone wise so that he will be able to store enough food during the bumper harvest time against the famine." And the king told Joseph, "You have the spirit of God. You are wise. There is no anybody who can do it like you." And the king made Joseph to be in charge over the land. During the bumper harvesting time, Joseph stored enough food against the famine. And when the famine hit the land, the whole land of Egypt were suffering. It even went beyond Egypt to the land where Joseph's fathers live. So one day, Joseph's brothers came to buy food. And when they came to buy food in Egypt, when Joseph saw them, he recognized them. And then he gave them the food. They sent it back home. And after they consumed it, they came back second time to buy another food. And when they were coming, they came with Joseph's younger brother. And when they came and Joseph saw them, he wept. Joseph disclosed himself to them. And he told them, "I am Joseph, your brother, the one you sold out slave. I'm alive." They all bowed before him. And Joseph remembered his dream. And Joseph told them, "What you have meant to harm me, God used it to save not just me, but many people. Go and bring our father and the entire family to come and stay with me in Egypt."